fun here at Rosie on the House, broadcasting from Sanderson Ford. And I do understand there are a lot of folks calling with home improvement questions that we haven't been able to squeeze in. I promise I will call every single one of you. We are a home improvement show. We'll keep it a home improvement show, but we're having a little bit more fun right now. Hey, listen, I've got two tickets to the Diamondbacks playing the St. Louis Cardinals for Monday, April 25th, and these are great seats. Row 12, Section M, Seat 3 and 4. I mean, these are expensive tickets. These are nice tickets, and they come with a parking pass.
Oh, boy.
If you can make the St. Louis Cardinals game with the Arizona Diamondbacks on Monday, April 25th, you need to text 411-923. How many of Luis Gonzalez's children is he teaching to drive at one time?
That's too easy.
What car manufacturer are they all learning in?
Still too easy.
And where did those cars come from?
Oh, man.
That's just going to be the person with the fastest thumbs.
That's a walk-in.
So, 411-923.
As easy as that pitch that he smacked into the midfield and win the championship game. That was an easy smacker.
We had him on show earlier today. We talked about all three of those things. How many of his children learned to drive at one time? I don't need to know the model. I just need to know the make of the vehicle, and then I need to know where did that vehicle come from. Where did
okay, let's move on. That's fine.
Hey, that Epiphany shower head.
Isn't that awesome?
Carrie, is she really going to send us one?
She is.
We're not going to put it in our shower.
Why?
We're putting it in Carol's shower.
Oh, you know, that's probably where we'd save the money.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Hey, now.
She takes as much water
as all five of the other kids together.
She drains an 80-gallon water heater in one shower. So how hilarious would it be for Dad to program the Epiphany shower?
She didn't get to talk about that. With the Epiphany, as they're waiting for it to be brought into production, they've gone ahead and produced this app.
Yes.
So you put the app on your phone, and you can tell that app, this shower head can have this many gallons or this many minutes, whichever comes first.
From now on, Carol is going to get a 37-gallon, 4-minute shower.
Ooh.
That's a lot of water in 4 minutes.
That would be hilarious.
What do you think, Carol? Can you do it?
I think you're the funniest dad in the world.
Hey, well, you know what?
It'd be good practice for dorm life.
Yeah, she's going to be in a dorm in next August. Yeah,
so that's why you should let me live it up while I can.
Oh. I don't know. I think we ought to orientate you. The Epiphany Showerhead program, how much water or how long before it shuts down. And the other thing that we were talking about, Carrie was talking about a showerhead designed for how you shower. When you step away from the showerhead to soap up your hair,
the water diminishes. That's the
flow goes way down.
That's exactly what Epiphany's about.
Then you step back into the area. So just apps.
On the line with us now.
Now it's time for Ken Colburn with Data Doctors and Rosie on the House.
You can't have a home smart show without bringing in Ken Colburn.
Good morning, y'all.
Welcome, Doctor. Rosie,
can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Rosie was talking at the beginning of the hour about, how much is too much, and that he doesn't have a lot of apps. But when you sent your list of top five home apps, he kind of geeked out a little bit yesterday.
I did.
He had his gadget fancy tickled. There's some good stuff on there.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously it's a huge part of why we are so, you know, married to our smartphones anymore. I mean, the apps are really what made it happen. So, you know, finding the apps that are, you know, the reality is you probably use 1/10 of the apps that are actually loaded on your phone on a regular basis. So finding the ones that are worth using and keeping, that's really the way to go, as opposed to just loading it up and, you know, you put something on there, you play with it once, and then you never use it again.
Now, you've got a top five for us. Are these top five you personally use or top five best in concept?
Depending upon the app, I either use them or have used them or have, reviewed them or researched them. So I just, you know, kind of a diversity that I wanted to kind of bring to the table.
Well, take us through them.
Yeah, so the first one is, you know, we've all had friends, family, somebody that we know that basically had a horrific tragedy with a fire at the house or what have you. And the aftermath of that can be pretty frustrating, especially if you don't have any kind of a home inventory. You're trying to remember, you know, what you had where and, you know, weed through the ashes or what have you. So, getting a home inventory set up using a smartphone by taking pictures, I mean, that dramatically reduces the amount of work that it takes to kind of build that home inventory. So that it's a company called Encircle. It's a free app. And basically, you can just go room by room and basically document all those things that you want to make sure you have in your home inventory should something tragic like that happen.
I tried it yesterday, Ken. It's wonderful. It's so easy. You can put on the serial numbers, the model numbers, and when you're all done, you can actually create a PDF so you can keep it in several different ways. Mm. And if you're on the cloud, then all your information's in the cloud, and you can print it out. So pretty handy.
Yeah, that's the beauty of this particular system is that this doesn't only live on your phone, so that if something happens to your phone, you know, all that work's gone. So
that totally freaks me out.
I was just saying,
totally freaks me out. Every serial number of every valuable asset I have is living up in some invisible cloud. Freaks me out.
So,
well, I wouldn't want to advertise it like, you know, if like Mama K's grandfather clock, you know, that's completely replaceable. It's a beautiful piece. I wouldn't want to advertise, hey, here's where this beautiful grandfather clock lives. It's probably worth thousands of dollars.
Now, Ken had a
The thing to keep in mind, guys, when it comes to the cloud, because a lot of people have this thing of the nefarious world out there that's going to look at my stuff. I mean, the reality is we're talking hundreds of billions of pieces of information up there, and what makes you so special that somebody's going to come after your stuff?
Yeah, you know? What makes you so special?
It's like there are people out there, the best analogy I heard is there are people out there that are good in martial arts. Are you afraid to walk down the street because somebody might just pick on you? You know, obviously if they just choose to go after you, they're going to, you know, you got no chance. But why you? What are the odds of that actually happening? So I wouldn't let the cloud thing scare you from using these services.
Okay,
well, that app was incredibly easy, very intuitive.
I did not have to read any directions or watch a video.
Learning curve was very short, very flat.
You can even take pictures of receipts, put it on there.
Yeah.
So that's
it's probably the best use of the smartphone from the standpoint of, you know, something that's generally very labor intensive, really cuts that way down.
So that's Encircle, next on the list?
Yeah. The second one was the one that probably saved my marriage. It's called Wunderlist. And where it's a great program for creating lists, whether it's a honey-do list, you know, my wife's honey-do list for me around the house or what have you. But where it saved our marriage was, you know, the honey, can you stop and pick this stuff up at the grocery store? If it's a few items on a text message, no big deal. But when you get that list that's, you know, 18, 20, 30 items, and it's a text message, you're walking around looking at the list going, did I get this? Did I not get this? It's really confusing. What's great about Wunderlist is that, one, anybody in the family can add to the grocery list. But as I'm shopping and I pick something up, I just tap the little box in front of it, and it disappears from the list.
That's cool. So
much more efficient. So it's made for listing, which can be used for just about anything that you can think of when you're creating lists. But specifically in my house, grocery shopping, whether it's me, my son, my wife, it's a collaborative thing now through this app. It's really been fantastic.
I'm going to try that one.
Wunderlist is a good one. The next one is iScape Virtual Landscape. This is one of the few that I have on there that's not free. And so if you're really trying to figure out what do I want to do with my front yard, you can kind of do this virtual landscaping. I think it runs about $10. But basically, you can take a picture, and it works best on tablets when you have a little more space. You take a picture of your front yard, for instance, and then start pulling plants that you're thinking about planting in and around the front yard there just to try to get a sense of what's this going to look like with these flowers or trees or bushes.
I got hung up on this one last night. I mean, it's cool. You can import trees, you can import lawn, you can import raised planters, you can import fountains, hedges,
wow.
And you can just visualize what your house could look like.
Yeah,
it's,
I mean, it's an app that
cool.
Basically represents, you know, the 10, 15 years ago, you'd have to pay somebody that has special software a lot of money to sit there and kind of do these renderings, if you would. And you can basically do it yourself on your tablet. So it's a pretty solid. Somebody that's really going to be doing a big project, it might be worth the $10.
Yes, absolutely.
Definitely.
And I would think every landscape architect in town would have it downloaded.
Yeah, no joke.
So the next one is basically a kind of a how-to app. It's called WikiHow. And it's, you know, it's way more than just household. But any of the household tasks that you might want to consider doing, you know, if you're a DIY person, It's just like, how do I change this faucet, or how do I, you know, whatever it is that you want to do around the house. What I think it's good for is to figure out, should I even bother trying to do this myself? Let me see what's involved, you know, and make a decision about, you know what, I better call somebody.
Cool. So that could save somebody a lot of grief.
And could save a few marriages as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then the last one is really kind of a neat concept of reminding you about home maintenance. So it's from a company called Bright Nest. Basically, you tell it, okay, I have kids, I have pets, I have HVAC, I have a furnace, I have whatever you have. You basically kind of tell the app, this is kind of my situation at home. And based on that, it can give you tips and reminders for either for maintenance, you know, changing filters, pool care, lawn care, all that stuff.
Very cool.
We should make one of those just for Arizona homeowners.
You know, that's another story. There might be something already kind of coming. Well, thank you, Ken. We actually posted all of those on today's archive page. We posted it last night because we knew that these were so good, people would want to find them. So you won't have to wait for the archive to come out. Just click on podcast today's broadcast. Scroll down. It's the 10 o'clock hour, third segment. You'll see the Data Doctors and his top five apps. Ken.
Hey, Romy. One other thing. Next week is Technology Recycle Week. So any location in Arizona, Data Doctors location in Arizona, if you've got that old technology sitting there, please do not put this stuff in the trash. Don't let it get to the landfills. Get it recycled properly all week next week, any location in Arizona for Data Doctors.
And y'all are specialty in data, so you've got the staff right on site to make sure everything's wiped and there's no personal information that could accidentally get left on one of these.
Correct. Well, not only that, when the stuff gets recycled, it gets taken apart. So basically, even if there is data on the drive, there's no way it's ever going to be accessible. The stuff's getting broken down into its pieces. So that the big thing is we don't want this toxic. I mean, there's toxic waste in your technology. So if you throw it away, that's becoming a huge problem in this country because we, you know, so much of our electronics are disposable. Even like these little cell phones, if you throw them away, the millions and millions of cell phones that end up in these landfills, you know, it's going to screw up our groundwater. It's really, really a bad situation. So we need everybody to properly recycle their old technology.
And you said any Data Doctor's location. How many in Arizona?
We have, including FlashSec, we have about 18 throughout the state.
Excellent.
No excuses. Turn them in.